welcome to our weekly Wano Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Saturday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. '58 had several number one hits with Sugar Time by the Maguire Sisters, Bird Dog by the Everly Brothers, and Ricky Nelson with Poor Little Fool. Although country pop singer Johnny Cash did not have a number one hit, his Ballad of a Teenage Queen reached number 14 on the Billboard charts in February.
Not a care, this teenage queen.
Not a care, this teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen. You should be a movie queen.
He would marry her next spring, save his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door, working at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, see you on the movie screen.
Very soon she was a star, pretty house and shiny car, swimming pool and a fence around, but she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door, all except the boy next door.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen, saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Now the story has some more, you'll hear it all.
We never do have the time. I have to watch the river to see that it doesn't stop and stick around the rosebud so they'll know when to pop. Better keep the crickets cheerful, they're really a solemn bunch. Working the whole day through, trying to find lots of things not to do. We're busy going nowhere, isn't it just a crime? We'd like to be unhappy, but we never do have the time. I have to wake the sun up, he's liable to sleep all day.
Taroo.
And then inspect the rainbow so they'll be bright and gay.
You must rehearse the songbirds to see that they sing in key.
If you insist,
I do, by all means.
Hustle, bustle, and never a moment free. We're busy doing nothing, working the whole day through, trying to find lots of things not to do. We're busy going nowhere, isn't it just a crime?
We'd like to be unhappy, but we never do have the time.
I have to meet a turtle, I'm teaching them how to swim. Then I have to shine the dewdrops, you know they're looking rather dim.
No,
I told my friend the robin I'd buy him a brand new vest.
A few years ago, there lived a lover by the name of Jimmy Jones, who really snowed the girls and left them cold, and gained the title of the Great Snowman.
I remember the day when the snow melted away, and the Great Snowman was with.
He said, yes, I do, and it'll end. Said it too, and the Great Snowman was with. Now Jimmy Jones was a snowman's name. He put all the other lovers to shame. He had good looks and a big fine car. He went around breaking all the girlies' hearts.
From country and rockabilly singer Bob Lumen with the John D. Loudermilk composition, The Great Snowman, a modest number 49 hit on Billboard from February 1961. And first up, Bing Crosby, Bill Bendix and Sir Cedric Hardwick performing Busy Doing Nothing with Victor Young and his orchestra from the film A Yankee in King's Arthur Court from December 1947. Protocol Harlem begins the British pop with their classic A Whiter Shade of Pale, reaching number one on the UK charts from May 1967, followed by Peter and Gordon with I Don't Want to See You Again, missing out on the top 40 in UK, but reaching number 16 on Billboard from October 1964. This is Vinyl Revival.
Oh,
Let's have a twin spin by the Canadian singer Giselle McKenzie with her ex-single Boston Fancy, with orchestra directed by Richard Maltby, released in May 1955, and her Forgotten Vic single Dance If You Want to Dance with Sid Bass orchestra and chorus from April 1956. Sadly, Giselle passed away in September 2003 in California at age 76.
Your good ship's a-waiting down in Boston Bay, a-waiting for the high tide to take you far away. So hold me, my darling, while the fiddles play, and let's do the Boston Fancy. Hold me in your arms tonight. Love you, dear, with all my might. Take my hand and hold it tight. Part. Darling, if the teardrops start, hold me closer to your heart, and we'll do the Boston Fancy. I went down to meet you, I kissed you at the dock, and so did every girlie from here to Plymouth Rock. But you're mine tonight, dear, so let's forget the clock, and we'll do the Boston Fancy. Hold me in your arms tonight. Love you, dear, with all my might. Take my hand and hold it tight, and we'll do the Boston Fancy. Soon, my darling, we must part. Darling, if the teardrops start, hold me closer to your heart, and we'll do the Boston Fancy. Soon, my darling, we must part. Darling, if the teardrops start, hold me closer to your heart, and we'll do the Boston Fancy. We'll do the Boston Fancy. We'll do the Boston Fancy.
Dance if you wanna dance. Sing if you wanna sing. Nobody ever knows what tomorrow may bring. Laugh if you wanna laugh. Cry if you wanna cry. But love's at the little moment, or I'll pass you by.
Ago, there was a moment
Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass begins their musical interlude with their first A&M single, The Lonely Bull, reaching number 6 on Billboard from November 1962, followed by UK pianist Winifred Atwell with Big Ben Boogie from December 1954. Her two number one hits are Let's Have a Party, November 1954, and The Poor People of Paris, March 1956. Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Saturday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 70s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, all one word. Gene Autry begins the country segment with his theme song, Back in the Saddle Again, recorded on April the 18th, 1939, followed by singer-songwriter Ned Miller with his famous single, Do What You Do, Do Well, reaching number 7 on the country charts from January 1965. BBC Dance Orchestra begins their midges track with Good Night Everyone, conducted by Henry Hall, vocal by George Pizzi, originally released on Columbia 78 DO828 1932. His other popular song was the Teddy Bear's Picnic from the same year. This is Vinyl Revival.
You've earned your daily bread. Don't be late in the morning. Good night and go to bed. Good night to all the sailors who sail upon the foam. If you've a wife in every port, where is your home sweet home? Good night to all the soldiers. We hope you're feeling bright. And Sergeant Major's been around and kissed you all good night. Good night, everyone. You've earned your daily bread. Good night and so to bed. Good night to all policemen as down the street they creep. We hope you find a cozy spot in which to have a sleep. Good night to all the burglars are cracking all the cribs. You seem the only fellows who are finding all the dips. Good night everyone, you've earned your daily bread. Good night and so to bed. To all the postmen who call at our address with welcome little letters that I'm off to HMS. Good night to all the firemen, we hope you're safe and well, although you go to blazes every time you ring your bell. Good night everyone, you've earned your daily bread. Good night and so to bed. Highbrows, we think it is a lark to play what we are playing when you're wanting Mr. Mark. Good night to all our authors who write us books galore. And though we don't know which is best, we know one who is sure. Good night, everyone. You've earned your daily bread. Good night and so to bed. To taxi drivers who drive us day and night and never lose their tempers but are always most polite. Good night to everybody we haven't named before. Just make a rhyme up for yourselves, we don't know anymore. Good night everyone, you've earned your daily bread. Good night and so to bed.
That's all right, Mama, just any way you do, that's all right, that's all right, that's all right, Mama, any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too, son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good to you, but that's all right. It's all right. It's all right, Mama. Anyway, do. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. I'm that's all right. That's all right, Mama, any way you do.
Moving up to the mid-50s for Elvis Presley as a 19-year-old, with his first Sun single, That's All Right, with guitarist Scotty and Bill, recorded on July the 5th, 1954. That song was originally recorded by American Delta blues singer Arthur Crudup in 1949. Elvis released four more Sun singles before moving to RCA Victor with his number one classic, Heartbreak Hotel, in March 1956. The rest is now history. Connie Francis from Newark, New Jersey, USA, begins the rock and roll segment with her MGM rocker, Plenty Good Lovin', orchestra conducted by Ray Ellis from September 1959. Her next number one hit came in May 1960 with Everybody's Somebody's Fool. And would you believe that Connie will be turning 80 in December? And the hits still just keep on coming. Track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow. Heard from the sad movie singer Sue Thompson with her Hickory HMV single If the Boy Only Knew from July 1962. She was born Eva Sue McKee on July the 19th, 1925 in Nevada, Missouri, USA. Her other hits include Norman, James Hold the Ladder Steady, Paper Tiger and many more. And Sue will be turning 93 years next month. Guy Mitchell to close the show with his forgotten Columbia single A Dime and a Dollar with Mitch Miller and his orchestra from February 1954. That song was featured in the film Red Garters, also starring Rosemary Clooney. Until 6:45pm next week, this has been your host, Albert Chan, signing off. Good night, everyone.
With a hoop and a holler and a dime and a dollar, I'm a lucky son of a gun. Wherever I go, I guess you know I tip my hat to none. With a hoop and a holler and a dime and a dollar, I'm a lucky son of a gun. The stars.